Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Focus Elf. We help entrepreneurs stay on track to hit their goals with unlimited project management and business support starting at just 50 cents a day. Go visit gofocuself.com to get started. That's gofocuself.com. Yeah, that's right. Today's guest is David Chudik. David is a certified financial planner and host of the Weekly Wealth podcast. David believes that how we handle our money should positively impact our lives and the lives of those around us. His mishap is about that time when his car wanted to be Optimus Prime. David, welcome to the show. Let's get into your
story.
Hey,
how are you doing? Yeah, I'm glad to be on here to tell a funny story.
Let's do this then.
Okay, so about, I guess it was 2018, I was sitting in my office, and our office at the time was located on a fairly busy road and right across the street from a Wendy's, and quite often there would be car accidents of people turning into Wendy's and trying to eat and text and watch movies as they're driving. And I don't love blood and guts. I'm just, you know, there are a lot of things I could be good at. Ambulance driver would not be one of them. So I'm sitting at my desk and I hear what sounds like a pretty bad car accident. So I'm thinking, you know what? I love people and I want to help. So I'm going to sit here for a minute because there are other people that would probably like the blood and guts more. Then I'm going to call 911 and I will be a hero because I'm the one who's getting the ambulance there. So I wait, you know, 30 seconds, a minute. I call 911 and I go outside in the parking lot and I'm like, wow. That car that got hit in the parking lot looks a lot like my car. Somebody must have had a very similar car to mine. And then I said, wait a minute, that is my car. So my car was parked facing the road. And while I was sitting at my desk and I was working, unfortunately, somebody else was driving their car and they had some sort of a medical emergency, a heart attack or passed out or something. They were going 40, 50 miles an hour. He lost control. He went over the center line and came into the parking lot and hit my car. And my car literally did over a 90 degree turn. So it was, and people said it almost flipped over by how hard it was hit.
Oh,
and
wow.
actually had my car not been there, the other vehicle would have almost certainly drove into a barber shop that was in our strip mall and probably honestly killed people. I mean, it was going that fast. So it was a really kind of a really weird time for me. That car had two payments left on it, so it would have been paid off. And as a financial advisor, I am all about driving the car that is affordable for us and not going into debt for cars that are excessive in value. So I was going to drive that thing for until it died, but that choice was taken away from me by the other vehicle. So
I mean, your car did turn into Optimus Prime and saved a bunch of lives.
It literally did. Yeah. Cause the guy that would have hit it again, probably would have been going at least 50 miles an hour. And
wow.
If that goes through in a strip mall, I mean, that could have literally killed people. The people that saw it happen said my car kind of, turned sideways and almost flipped over. So it almost got to that point of balance where it went past the point of no return, but it didn't quite flip over, but yeah, it was definitely destroyed, very, very quickly.
Wow. Shocking. Cool. So David, how do you relate this to your business? What takeaway can you share with us?
Well, interestingly, about 30 minutes before that happened, a client was in the office and he was telling me about some ministry work that he's doing. He ministers to homeless people, and I just really felt like, you know what, I should make a donation to this guy's charity right now. Just, you know, so I didn't write $1 million check, but I wrote him a couple hundred dollar check. And it was something that I just felt like I should do. And he said, like, his eyes teared up and he said, can I pray for you right now? I said, absolutely. And then he held out his hand and I was like, well, do we have to do the hand holding pray thing? Cause that's kind of weird and awkward with a guy, but that's okay. So he said this beautiful prayer and I'm thinking, and he said, basically the prayer was, please bless David and you know, for his obedience. And so I'm thinking, I'm awesome. I'm going to get like a $1 million check tomorrow because just because I'm just such an obedient child of God. And then 30 minutes later, my car gets destroyed. So, but actually the claim and everything worked out well. I did get a nice car out of the deal and everything financially worked out well. So it was really one of those things where you just never know what might happen in life. Had I been, and that was a time of the day that I typically could have been walking out to my car. If I would have been in my car, I think I would have been okay because the car actually held up well. But if I had been outside of my car, the car would have just knocked me over and probably killed me. So life is short. You never know when that car is going to run across the median and hit you, or you never know, you know, the guy that hit my car, he didn't leave the house thinking I'm probably going to have a heart attack and almost kill somebody. When they took him away in an ambulance, he was incoherent. So I don't know what his physical condition was, but yeah, life is short. So live in a way that you can be proud because you just don't know what's coming next.
Oh, great lesson. Great lesson. Absolutely. Live in a way that you're going to be proud. Because you don't know what's coming next.
You don't know what's coming next for sure. And that was, again, that was something that there could have been somebody who is literally getting their hair cut and then they would not have even known what would have hit them. And they would have been dead. I mean, no question if he would have gone full speed through that window. So live in a way where you can be proud and have no regrets on how you live your life because you just don't know what's coming next.
Yes. Amazing. Powerful. So David,
yes.
Who do you serve and how can those people find you?
So I, as a financial advisor, I serve mostly business owners. My core belief is that we should all handle our money in a way that positively impacts our lives. So check out my podcast, www.weeklywealthpodcast.com. I put out episodes once per week, and I think they're pretty cool. Or if you ever have any questions, just anything money-wise, I'm always happy to spend 10, 15, 20 minutes with anybody via Zoom. You can just email me, david@parallelfinancial.com.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, David Chidick, for coming in and sharing his story about that time when his car wanted to be Optimus Prime and saved a bunch of lives. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help getting your business back on track, the ELF can help. Go focuself.com and get started with us for just 50 cents a day. That's gofocusl.com. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.